Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It is how we win. It is how you make things happen. It is how you make changes when you get involved, when you get engaged, when you get informed. And you share that information and share it with people. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody today. Share it with people you trust, or that trust you, I should say. Because if you get to that point where you get to share it with people who trust you, it'll make them stop and think. Gee, maybe I should take a little look at this. You know, so-and-so says this, and I trust her, or I trust him, whatever. Right? No? Maybe? I don't know. MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe, you save 30 to 70%. He's got all kinds of sales going on right now. Look, you got pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, towels. Head over there. Not like you don't peruse and, what they call it, flick through the internet on a regular basis. So get in there, look around. You find something you like, use promo code Joe, and I'm telling you, you will love what you get. I mean, I haven't sent anything back, and I really screwed up by wearing the slippers outside the rain. Not happy. Apparently, they're not, 5-inch waterproof. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Got a lot going on. I love the fallout from the New Hampshire primary. You know, you've got especially MSNBC, CNN, ABC, DFG, all of them talking about how... how poorly Trump did. You know, and this should be a wake-up call for him. Look how close it was. And then, in this, not the same breath, but on other stations, other outlets, they're interviewing people that came forward and said, yeah, because apparently in New Hampshire, if you're like no party preference kind of thing, you can vote for anybody you want to. Right? And apparently, they're... these people were interviewed, and then you find out they voted for Nikki Haley to try to keep, you know, Trump out. So I wonder how many of those did that. If you take that number away, if you take that number of those people away that were Democrats who said they will not vote for her in the general, they're going to vote for Biden, but they voted for her in this to try to keep Trump out. I mean, hello. Right? The article is, oh my God, New Hampshire's results should be a warning sign for Trump. All right, these are disingenuous people. I'm sorry, they just are. Right, he got double-digit victory in the New Hampshire primary. 54.5% of the vote compared to runner-up Nikki got 43% of the vote. Right? Mark, Thyssen, he said that the margin is jarring and represents a warning sign for Trump ahead of possible rematch with President Biden. Why, what's jarring about it? How do you use the primary numbers to try to figure out how that's going to roll out in the general election? Seriously. You look at this, you have to start laughing. They are scratching and looking and begging for you to listen and believe them. And they got nothing. Really, it's just a nothing. It's a 7x24 attack on Trump. That's all it is. Chris Christie, he's probably sitting there with a case of Oreos, a couple gallons of milk. He got nothing. He got nowhere. The hate dripped off of him. You know, it's really funny. I don't know if the Democrats do it the same way. I really don't. I'm not inside their party. But, you know, the Republicans have levels of Republicanism. You're not considered a Republican from one if you don't match up to this to another. It's ridiculous. Right? And you've got people who think, you know, Chris Christie thinks that he is the Republican's Republican. Why? Lay it out. Why? What did you do while you were governor? That whole debacle with the bridge? Yeah, I don't buy for a minute it was an accident. He didn't know about it. He didn't know what was going down. Not at all. Right? And on top of that, I don't know if anybody noticed, but you had Trump, when he was up there and he won, he called people up on the stage that were actually, weeks ago, days ago, speaking against him because he saw value in them. Good managers, good leaders will look at people who have talents in certain areas and find a way to bring them in. You saw Vivek up there, Tim Scott. But I think it's hilarious, like I said, that they talk about her. You know, Trump and Nikki, you better watch out. For what? Right? No, come on, seriously. And it would be nothing for them to, you know, what was the breakdown of delegates? Okay, so New Hampshire has 22 delegates, and Trump got 12, and Haley got 9. Right? Ooh. Those will eventually go to Trump, you watch. I just find all this kind of funny. Again, mostly because of the way they go about it. Mostly because of the way they try to make it sound like it was too close for comfort. Oh, my God, they're going to catch him. That's it. It's over. It's called wishful thinking out loud. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You know, I just watched that movie again. It's one of those movies I love watching from time to time because it reminds me where I grew up with my female cousins and all the noise that was going on. And we don't consider it noise. It's just loud people. And it's okay to be loud. You know what I'm saying? I mean, especially if it's in a loving way. But, look, we got a lot going on, a lot want to get through. I love when I have this guy on with me, retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time, to kind of give us updates and kind of move through all the garbage that we hear to really know what's going on over in, you know, Israel, the Middle East, and other places. In general, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the invitation again.
All right, so let's start off with this. How okay. The U.S., the Biden administration, is pounding on Israel to cut back a little bit, to come up with a solution, a two-state. It's not going to happen, is it?
Not going to happen. No, it's not realistic. It, I can go into detail why it can happen if you'd like to.
Yeah, I do, because people truly believe that it's the Israelis, it's the Jews that are not wanting the two-state solution and or, but they know the reality behind it. It'll, to your point, it'll never happen. It'll end up in a real bad way.
Well, here's when you analyze it. If you're going to create a state like Israel was created in the 40s, you have to have an area that belongs to you. Gaza isn't that area. It's a cutout on the Mediterranean Sea with Israel on its border and Egypt on its border. None of the other Arab states, Jordan, Egypt, Lebanon, none of them want to cut out any kind of the desert where you can put a state. Now, if you have a state, when you look at it, you have to have an airport. You have to have freedom to travel to wherever you go. You have to have a road network. You have to have a government. You have to have a health care system. You have to have all the things that come into having a government if you have another state. It's a state. It's a government. It's a country. And that's what people don't thoroughly analyze when they look at that situation. So where are you going to put the Palestinians? The Egyptians don't want them. The Jordanians don't want them because they cause trouble throughout the Middle East everywhere they are. And, of course, look, Jordan is, has a very large population of Palestinians, as Lebanon does. So it's just not realistic. You have to cut out a portion of the land, the geography, and say, okay, this is going to be the state of Palestine. It's not going to happen. It's not realistic.
They don't really want a home. They want where Israel's at, and they want the Israeli people wiped off the planet. It's really that simple, if you would, right. Is it not?
Yeah, that's exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And so, they don't create anything. You know, they have their shops and all that.
They create a rubble. That's what they create. Yeah, go ahead.
When I was in Gaza several years ago, they had all of these vegetables and fruit in this year-round type of environment where they were growing all the foods. And when Israel turned Gaza back over in its entirety, they destroyed all of those farming capabilities that they had there to grow food and so on. But here you go. You have the only reason Gaza is so big with all its apartments, buildings, and so on is because the aid that's been given to them. They don't create anything. They don't do anything. They sit around most of the day. And that's been true, whether they've been under siege or not. So my solution that I talked to a gentleman years ago about the West Bank, you've got to create an economic environment. Before the Intifada with Arafat, they had over 250,000 Arabs, Palestinians, working in Israel.
The general populace there in Gaza, the Arabs, mm-hmm. if you would, and the Israelis, the general populace, they get along and work side by side, do they not?
Well, they could, yeah. But it's Hamas that wants to continue to lead them, dictated from Iran as one of their satellite nations, you could call it. Iran wants to destroy Israel. And I'm working on a new program now with some Iranians called Cyrus Force, which I'll be happy to send you some information on. But what we're trying to do is replace the Iranian, the mullahs, with a democratic government under this Cyrus Force movement. And so I don't know where that's going to go, but we've got to do something in Iran. We've got to take out their capabilities to continue to support the Houthis. In Yemen, to send missiles and rockets into our forces, you know, that we still have in Iraq and Syria. So, but we don't have the people in government that understand how to come up with a plan to do that. They're just totally inept, Joe. Totally inept.
No, you're right. You're so right. And but I also heard again, the reason I ask you is because I hear this stuff and I don't know how true it is. But I also heard that there's some activity going on in Iraq now, which we really haven't heard much from for quite some time. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And the Iraqis actually have passed a resolution that all American unions units should depart Iraq this year. And the reason is the Iraqi government, again, is a pawn of the Iranians. They bow to the mullahs in Tehran, and they don't want us there anymore. And they say, like Trump did, get them out. We don't need them there anymore. We don't need to put our troops in jeopardy anymore in that area. Get them out there.
Well, years ago, you taught me. See, and you think I don't pay attention, but years ago, you talked about the lily pad. Lily pad, whatever, right. However you phrased it, and lily you taught me that we can move almost anywhere in a relatively short period of time. Is that true?
That's right. We can launch from anywhere. Our aircraft, our special operation units, all we need is a country to base ourselves out of, and there's plenty of those around in Europe, in Spain, Italy. Even we could base out of Israel. And so we have that capability still out of UAE, United Arab Emirates. We still have, of course, the base and naval command there. But another thing, Joe, we don't have the generals and admirals that can execute the way we want them to today. You know,
they won't execute the way they need to. I don't. I'm probably more skeptical than you are because I'm thinking you guys are smart. You've been at this for a long time. You understand how the quote-unquote art of war goes, and they just too afraid to engage. You once told me that a lot of the generals of today, they don't want to lose their pension. You know, so they're all right. We got to go for a quick break. Hold that thought.
Yeah, sure.
Got to go for a quick break. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere, people. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his true insight as to what's happening in the Middle East.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News update. A Russian military transport plane that was carrying 74 people, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, crashed today in a border region near Ukraine. There were no survivors. Marijuana sales in Michigan were high last year, over $3 billion, which is higher than the alcohol sales in the state. Western China reeling from aftershocks after a 7.1 magnitude earthquake yesterday in a remote part of the country. Three people were killed, five injured, hundreds of buildings damaged. Former President Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican presidential primary yesterday, defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and moving him closer to a rematch with President Biden this fall. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-733-2556. You look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. We need to have information, right? You need to have information so you can speak to other people. When people trust you and you give them real information, you can sway them. You can sway the way they think. Always appreciate that. And like I said, just because I have a mic doesn't mean I'm the expert. I am far from it. So I bring them on. Always appreciate the retired Major General Paul Valley, who joins me from time to time to give us the real scoop as to what's happening overseas, you know, in the Middle East and actually here as well in this country. Thanks, General.
Joe, thank you. I appreciate the compliments.
So, there's so much. I wish I had you for 3 hours, but there is so much going on. Again, when you look at the Middle East and you know, now you've got what's going on in Iraq, Iran, right. Look at the ships, look what's going on with China. Biden, I don't know who he thought he was talking to when he said, you know, basically he wouldn't defend Taiwan's right to be its own country. I mean, this is a big deal, isn't it?
Well, it's very big because, you know, the United States is a global power, economically, militarily, and we had so much influence since World War II, but now that is all worn off because of Joe Biden. We reestablished ourselves under Trump to a great degree. We stood up to China. We stood up to Russia. We got the economy back in order. We were heading to be an energy a country that was totally dependent, not on external oil and energy, but our own. We had developed basically an energy program that kept gas prices down. And now you have this corrupt organization under Trump with Obama running everything. And I outline that in my new book that's coming out. It'll be out probably next month, which is called Beyond Treason. But we outlined, Joe, all the people and even organizations like the FBI and CIA, DHS, that are committing treason against America, aiding and abetting the enemies of America.
Yep.
And they need to be put in prison for it, for what they've done to our country in the last 3 years.
When Trump gets back in, I hope he has the right people around him to start going after, put a legal team together and go after all these people that sold us out in so many ways. Because right now the American populace doesn't feel like, even if he gets back in, if he doesn't do anything, we're done. Because people aren't going to believe in the system anymore, are they?
Well, he's going to get back in. We're doing everything we can. He's the only one that can solve the problems right now. There's nobody else out there that's going to be running for office that can do it. And so we're putting all of our emphasis and support on Trump. We've sent him a plan already on reorganizing our military so that we can have a great military again.
We can actually have young men that feel like joining the military because it'll be really a military where they're protecting our country? I mean, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, yep. The General Patton approach, Eisenhower, General McInerney, or MacArthur, excuse me. General McInerney is my partner in crime, you know.
Yeah, I do. I know you guys are close. Yo, I've got a dark thought as to what's going on. And you tell me whether you think I'm wrong or not. As I sit here and watch and read and do these stories, I feel like Nero is in charge of the Democrat Party. I really believe at this point in time that they know they're going to lose to him. They really believe they're going to lose to him. And I think they're looking to scorch the place on the way out. They're looking to make it as uncomfortable, as tough for him when he gets in, actually gets in that office, as they can.
Well, I think that's true. To a great degree, I think even the Wall Street people now, when you look at what they're saying, the Black Rocks, the State Street Trust, Fidelity, all those that have, many of them supported a Democratic ticket, and they realize the damage that's been done to the United States economy. And so I think you're going to find a whole change of heart here. Trump will be strong. I think Nikki Haley should probably drop out here shortly. She should. I wouldn't support her at all. I think she's a total phony.
Yep.
But it's going to be an interesting year, Joe. Very interesting this next 10 months.
Well, here's what I find interesting. So the president of the UAW came out and said they're endorsing Joe Biden. He is killing their industry. But he also said that many, a good majority of the rank and file won't vote for Biden. So I'm thinking, So your rank and file doesn't want Biden, but you go ahead and endorse him anyhow. I'm thoroughly, apparently not drinking enough. What's up with that?
Well, they get paid off big bucks to support the Democratic Party. That's what it's about. But the rank and file don't buy into that. They pay their union dues, but they say, listen, we're struggling here as middle-class Americans, the workers that provide the truckers and everything that comes under the UAW. And they say, we're not going to buy into this. Look at the gas prices we have to pay. Look at the food. You're destroying the middle class. I mean, we've got people all throughout this country. If we didn't have truckers and people building automobiles for us, gas-powered automobiles, by the way, and they get it. They're not stupid.
Yeah, but listen, how is the green energy working out for Texas right now? You know what I'm
Real
saying?
Good.
Right?
Yeah. And all the states that are under snow.
Yeah. So they're not getting anything off the solar panels. I mean, I feel bad for those people, but they're not getting anything off the solar panels. They're not getting anything off the windmills. And they're having to rely on what? Natural gas-fired electric plants, but having an issue with it. It's really tough on them. So,
have you been down to Palm Springs lately?
No, I have not, but I've had people send me pictures.
All the wind energy mills down there. Oh my God!
And I get most of them when they're on fire.
A lot of sun down there.
Get
yeah.
Out. So, it's terrible. It is a technology that has not been thought through, really been thought through, and now they're talking about, I think off in New Jersey, they're talking about wind farms out there. It's crazy. How are you going to get to them? How are you going to maintain them on a regular basis? With the weather that they have off the East Coast, please, yeah, have fun with that, right?
Well, even Lurch, Senator Kerry, he's taking on a new mantle now, I guess, after Davos last week. Yeah. And all these crazy people out there, they're going to convert all the meat into vegetable plant-produced meats. And I guess people that have tasted them said, man, they don't taste very good.
No, but
not like a good steak or a good T-bone.
70, what is it? It's 72 different ingredients and processes to make a plant-based burger taste like meat. And if you just want meat, go buy a hamburger because the ingredients is beef. That simple.
Oh, God. These people are crazy.
They don't think it through. They do no homework whatsoever. You know?
Did you see the video from Davos where they had this Indian woman and she was blowing on their foreheads?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Hopefully she brushed her teeth first. I mean, my God, I can't even imagine what that was like.
Oh, my God, and these people are like, oh, my God, this is so good.
But they're doing
this is Davos.
They're doing what Hitler did to a degree. They're telling you what they're going to do to us. They're telling you that you're not going to be able to loan personal property, houses, this, that, and the other.
Right.
And you will like it. You won't have a choice in the matter.
You will like it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How about all the EV vehicles in the north? Latitudes here that have been snow under Chicago and Montana and every place else, and they can't get to the charging station because the freezing weather reduced the battery voltage an extremely fast amount. And so they basically get down to where they have 5 or 10% battery, and they're out on some freeway in an ice storm, and there's nobody to come and retrieve them.
But nobody wants to bring it up. Nobody wants to talk about it. One guy said that his car was attached to the charger for 3 hours, and he was just over 6%.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we got to go. You're making me laugh too much. We're going to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more with the general when we return.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste his time. I always love when he's on with us. We get so much good information. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins us. Major General, before we get into this stuff, why don't you tell people about your organization, how they can sign up, and how they can help you?
Thank you, Joe. Yes, we have the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. That General McInerney and I formed in 2006, really to provide the American people a lot of studies in national security, events that affect America. We don't get that much into politics, but you can go to Stand Up America U.S., put the U.S. in there, standupamericaus.org. We have all of our five books on there now, which connect the dots of what's happening. Our latest book, which is Beyond Treason, is in there. All the individuals and organizations now that have conducted treason against the American people by aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States, the cartels, the Chinese Communist Party, what the CIA has done in FBI to influence those kind of operations in America, Department of Justice, the cartels. We go into all of that. So standupamericaus.org.
That's great. All right, so some of the information that we're getting or questions that are being asked around China, right? Now, you know that the president came out and said that the United States does not stand with Taiwan or Taiwan's independence, which is a green button go for China in my feeble little mind. And China is becoming much more aggressive in the area there. So are they going to have to work something out with Russia? They're going to have to work some. I mean, do they really have the manpower, the ability to, you know, take Taiwan and not get any kind of resistance from Japan or any of the other the countries there?
No, they have the total capability to take Taiwan, which is not far off the Chinese coast. But Japan has a very good defense force, very good armed forces in South Korea has, as Thailand has, the Philippines. And our force out there with two aircraft carrier groups most of the year, Marine Division in Okinawa. We have a total B-52, B-1 capability. But the Chinese have come up with some very advanced hypersonic weapons that could take out one of our carriers in just like that. They drive it. I think they travel at like five times the speed of sound.
Yep.
And so even the Aegis systems that we have on our ships can react to that to a degree, but when you're going that fast, it's hard to take something out of the air. So we're very vulnerable. President Xi sees what a weak commander we have in the United States, a weak president. Putin sees the same thing. Iran sees the same thing because we're not taking out what we should as the targets in Iran. And so they're going to take advantage of it.
You didn't see a fool from the State Department gets up at the podium and he was asked a question. How are you dealing with the Iranian regime? And he said, well, we've told them that we're not happy with what they're doing and they need to stop. And I was thinking, I can see all the mullahs going, oh, my God, Joey B said we need to stop.
Oh, my God, they
stop.
Said stop. Yeah, we're going to stop, right, That was stupid.
No, and I think you said it once before, and I totally agree with you. They don't know how far Trump would have gone. They don't know what Trump would have done, and I think that's what kept them at bay.
Exactly.
So, again, do you believe or feel that some of those countries, like Japan and others, would help support Taiwan?
Oh, absolutely they will. It's in their best interest. They don't want to be dominated in the Far East by the Chinese Communist Party. They've been through that. The South Koreans have been through that through their wars, dealing with North Korea. They're smart people. Yeah. And I can tell you their armed forces are very good. They're probably the top 10 in the world.
That's great. All right, so now we get to this other question. We're hearing it. We're hearing rumors of it. You've always been right on with this kind of thing, and we're hearing that, you know, England and NATO and a few of the other countries are getting recruits, and they're building up, and they're getting ready for war with Russia. Where is that coming from? What is that about?
That's all Western propaganda. NATO is failing. They're very weak. The European countries like Germany, they realize that all the billions and billions of dollars they put in to support Ukraine is all going to be going down the drain. Putin will get his way. Russia controls eastern Ukraine, and they're going to continue to do that. And so the European nations are in decline. The Chinese see that. The Russians see that. Russia's stronger now than it's ever been. So, anyhow, don't listen to this Western propaganda. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I do agree with
you. Action.
That's why I ask
Putin
you.
Putin's not going to take action to conduct military operations against Europe. That's not in his best interest. He's smart enough. He's not going to do that.
Yeah. All right. So, now the big question.
our border. I love the fact that Abbott and others have said, you know what, pound sand, SCOTUS. We're not gonna allow you to start taking it down. We've been able to protect ourselves. We have a right to protect our state. It's not just in our constitution. It's in the country's constitution as well.
Right.
And this is a nightmare at the border. But I've asked you this question before. People have asked me, and I want you to chime in. Will our troops turn against us? Would our troops actually go against the Texas National Guard?
No, they won't.
Yeah. I mean, I know the rank and the generals might, but rank and file probably won't.
No, they're not going to do that.
How? There is no plan to secure the border, is there, really?
No, we're not securing it. There is a plan to do it. Trump had the plan, and it worked very well. But Biden and Mayorkas, who obviously is part of our book, being one of the treasonous individuals in America, but I've been advocating all along the governors have to stand up under the 10th Amendment and protect the borders. They have to do it. So God bless. I wish Trump would have been reinforced that even more because we gave him the plan to do that, to take out the cartels, but the Defense Department's never done that, which in my mind is the reluctance of these generals and admirals to come up with a plan to protect our border. General Milley said, well, it's a police operation. Yeah, great. What police are going to take out the cartels?
It was just amazing to me to hear these guys talk. You know, in your day, you guys loved this country so much that you would have done anything to keep it safe. You would have done anything.
Right.
But I don't see that in the young people today. They haven't been taught to truly love and fight and give it all for the country. I'm not putting them down. It's just a statement of fact.
Joe, it's all about leadership. When I go back to West Point and being trained by the West World War II and Korean generals and admirals that we had at that time, it was a totally different situation. But it was all duty, honor country, support our Constitution, groom these young people to serve in the military, and make them very proud of their country. But that's all been dissipated by these woke generals and admirals now that were Obama appointees, basically. Of course, I've written a lot about it, and I don't want to stress that too much, but it's all on StandUpAmericaUS.org. You can see everything we put together about
people,
these woke generals.
Yeah, go visit the site. There's a lot of good articles on the site. You'll get a lot of good information. Sign up for the newsletter. I try to bring people on to have a clue, and the general definitely has a clue, as you just heard. And I always appreciate your time with me. You know that.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. So God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Now go finish your movie. You have my permission.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Yeah, retired Major General Paul Valley. I always enjoy him on because he's been at this forever, for a long time. And the insight that he gives us, the things that he tells us is going on, is so true. He may have come up short on a couple, but for the most part, he hits it right on the head. And I'm tired of hearing all this garbage over what we're doing, going to do, and what have you. Then you find out later on it's not true. I think the fact that they're talking about how Russia, right? I mean, you've got Joey B is looking to seize Russian assets in this country. So you know why, right? You heard what he said? So he can give those assets to the Ukrainians, because apparently Joey B's bank accounts aren't full enough yet. Come on. You know I'm telling the truth. Why would you go after Russia like that? What are they doing to us? What are they doing there? You know, and with all the money that we have given to Ukraine, my understanding is they've lost a lot of their young men in these battles. Somebody needs to sit down and come up with a real solution. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dake. Brad Dake is in the next hour. I had trouble getting him on last night. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Thanks.